بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, last week at this time we were experiencing some load shedding, and in our masjid in the program we had no lights, but we had a generator, so we were in helped us to at least have the mic on. But this week, alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadl and karam, we don't have any load shedding. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make a lot of shukr for this. We mentioned last week load shedding. We don't have light. There's no electricity. It becomes so difficult for a person. Everything is in darkness. So we had explained that what a great ni'mat it is to have lights, but we take these things for granted. Then I said, there's no load shedding from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe. The sun rises, the moon comes out at night, the stars also, there's light in the day and night. Without the sun and the moon, man would and the entire creation would no longer exist in this world. So Allah ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, Allah has not caused any load shedding for us. Then we explain that his heart also experiences some load shedding and the darkness of vice and sin and evil. When it envelops his heart, this heart becomes dark. It's engulfed with darkness. And the only generator is the dhikrullah, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that lights up this heart. Now that we have light, but if they tell us there is a schedule and there's load shedding, you will keep that timetable. If you are pre-warned, then obviously a person will make all those requirements and preparations so that in the event there is load shedding, people have generators purchased in huge big factories, masjids, institutions, so they have generators. Or we have those battery operated torches and lights that we put onto the wall, so the moment the light goes off, then these lights come on. Then those of us who have candles, so we have the candles ready. So a person is prepared that if there is load shedding and there is darkness suddenly that is prevalent all around, then the generator will go on automatically. Immediately he'll put on this candle so that he may gain some light. So if we are in such an area, in such an environment that we are forced to be, suddenly we are in this, we have to travel, and we're going in this aircraft, or we're going traveling by any type of modes of transport, and we're surrounded by just evil. People are drinking and entertaining themselves, but we are forced to take this journey and reach our destination. So for that duration, when there's all darkness around us, a mu'min, his light of the heart, automatically this generator comes on. So he does not become affected by the darkness around him. This nur enables him to survive. But what happens when you don't have any generators? What happens if we don't have those candles and we're not prepared? Then there's darkness for us. And we also become, or we join in the darkness that is prevalent around us. The munafiq does not have any light. A disbeliever does not have any light. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah talks about the believers who have light. The light of the a'mal. The light and nur of the iman. يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ. On that day of Qiyamah, you will see the believing men and women. يَسْعَى نُورُهُمْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ. The nur will be moving in front of them, guiding them in the darkness of Qiyamah. So they will be in light, they will be in comfort, they will be in rahat. They will not be panicking. There won't be any chaos for them. They will not be disturbed. But the munafiq, يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ. The munafiqeen, the hypocrites will shout out to the believers, اقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ, please share some light for us. A person is traveling, this darkness, or his lights are not working. Now he tries to get some light from the vehicle in front of him. It becomes so difficult. And if that car is moving very fast, and there's no street lights also, what's going to happen? You're in darkness, you're going to pull off on one side of the road, and then experience whatever is going to happen to you. Allah Ta'ala save us. Therefore, a mu'min has to have good a'mal in his life. He has to make sure his iman is preserved. He has to strengthen his iman. He has to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly and remove all the darkness that has pervaded his heart with the light of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the light of his iman, light of tilawat, light of good deeds. All these deeds that we do, amal-e-salihah, righteous deeds, they have a nur. And therefore, when a person is placed into the darkness of the qabr, we recited Surah Mulk just now. So when everything is dark, in the light of salat, it is mentioned in hadith, as-salatu nur. Namaz is nur. That namaz will be nur for him in the qabr. Namaz will be nur for him when he's crossing pool sirat. Namaz will be nur for him on the day of qiyamah. So rakahaf recitation will be nur for the person on the day of qiyamah. So all these amal have some nur in it. And they will lighten up the qabr when the person is placed into the qabr. On the day of qiyamah, there will be light for the person. But that person who does not have Allah in his life, and he's only enjoying the zulumat of vice and evil, then his entire life will be wretched, miserable, and he'll only be in darkness. But respected elders, brothers and sisters in Islam, no matter how dead our heart may be, when we join in the company of those people whose hearts are lit up, they have got the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their generators are on, weaklings like myself, of whose heart is dead and full of darkness, of zulumat, the moment we come into their gathering, then because of the heavy light that they have, the intensity of their light, the brightness of their light, a dark person's heart like myself, immediately it becomes illuminated. So when we come into the company of the good people, those who are engaged in tilawah, dhikrullah, good deeds, they have good akhlaq, automatically our dead hearts will also be gain this current. It'll also gain this current. And these hearts will also be lit up. And this heart will also be illuminated. When we go to the Haram Sharif, such grave sinners we are. But the moment we're in that environment of Haramain Sharifain, in Tawaf, the Kaaba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Baytullah, making Tawaf, so much of tajalliyat and light and effulgence is coming upon the Kaaba, that the splashes of that effulgence, when it comes onto the heart of weak people like ourselves, then this dead heart becomes generated again. It becomes full of nur again. And how nice we feel. And automatically, person begins to sob, he begins to cry, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar. He does not want to go away from the place. When he's standing before the Rosa Mubarak, what the tajalliyat comes. Person wishes he can stay there for an ever and ever. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the nur of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nur of this iman, nur of this deen. The enemy are trying to wipe out this nur of deen. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. With their mouths they are blowing, they're trying to blow off this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the disbelievers dislike it, but Allah will complete His nur, Allah will complete His deen, Allah will make His deen dominant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the believers strength, Allah ta'ala will make these dead hearts alive again. These spiritual hearts of ours which have become dead, let us hold on to the dhikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, tilawat of Quran, dhikrullah, tawbah, istighfar, and dhikr haqiqi, making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also dhikr by means of our limbs, by doing all those actions which Allah ta'ala has commanded us to do, refraining from all types of evil, then we will find the nur in our heart. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله وما موت بلبل الله ما موت كريم رحيم الله The most merciful Allah, the most loving Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from the darknesses of zulum. Ya Allah, of evil. Ya Allah, remove us from the zulumat of evil and vice, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us, Ya Allah, from all the evil temptations, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from all the sin that we are committing, my Allah. Ya Allah, from the darknesses of all the sin we have perpetrated, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from all this evil towards your nur, my Allah. Ya Allah, towards your light, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Hamari diloko musaffa, mujalla, Zakka bana, brighten and shine our hearts, my Allah. Make our hearts become white, and Ya Allah, shining again, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make it be covered with evil, my Allah, with sin and ma'asiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. Forgive us for all our disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us true servants of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to make your farma bardari, my Allah. Help us to become obedient slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us indulge in any guna, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for the sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. All our sahair, kabair, amadan, khata'an, gunas, whatever sins we committed, my Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a tawfiq, Ya Allah, of doing a'mali saliha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect our lives, my Allah. Protect our families, my Allah. Protect our businesses, my Allah. Protect our masajid, madaris, our khankas, our tabligh jamaat, Ya Allah. Protect our ulama, mashayikh, our students. Protect our family members. Protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect us from the ploys of nafs and shaitan. Protect us from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become naik and salih, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Make our rozi become halal and easy for us, my Allah. Do not make us, Ya Allah, indulge in interest, my Allah. Allah, and riba transaction, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us eat everything which is halal, Ya Allah. Make us only move towards halal, my Allah. Make us see that which is halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us hear that which is halal, my Allah. Protect us from all type of haram activities, my Allah. Protect our women, our youngsters, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya and best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us fulfill the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bring the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem, so help us to bring the sunnahs into our lives, my Allah. Make us love the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us live with unity, my Allah. Do not make us fight and quarrel, my Allah. Do not make the Muslim be disunited, my Allah. Ya Allah, unite the Musliman, my Allah. Jaha bhi Musliman pareshan ho, Ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, bless them with iffat and afiyat, salamati and aman and aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us have any fear, my Allah. Remove the khawf that we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai, unko shifa ata farma. So many have requested duas. So many are sick and ailing, my Allah. So many have got different aches and pains, my Allah. So many have got different bimaris, my Allah. Ya Allah, the medication will only work, my Allah, if you command it to work, my Allah. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. You are a shafi. Ya Allah, grant each person, Ya Allah, who has got any type of bimari, complete shifa, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have passed on, my Allah. So many family members requested duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all the marhumin jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us baril jannatul baqi, my Allah. In the condition that you are most pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of qiyamah. The hose Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without any reckoning, my Allah. Without any hisab kitab, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our mashayikh, ulama, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our friends. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us from the azab of the qabr and azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, we have different hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got tamanna and desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's desire, my Allah. Fulfill each person's jais, murad, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're not turning to anybody else, ya Allah. There is nobody else we can turn to, my Allah. You are Ahad al-Samad, my Allah. You are Ghani and Hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are independent, my Allah. You are the only person who can solve our problems, my Allah. You are the only one who can fulfill our desires, my Allah. You are the only one who can fulfill our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning to you, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma al-Husna, your Sifat al-Ulama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Protect them from drugs, my Allah. Protect them from zina, my Allah. Protect them from haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of marriageable ages, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. Your khazana, Ya Allah, is barpoor, my Allah. From unseen sources, Ya Allah, you provide for them the best, ya, best of partners, my Allah. Give them a life full of bliss and happiness, my Allah. Of afiyat, Ya Allah. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Who will become the coolness of the eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them the anki tandak, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. We can't even take your name properly, my Allah. We can't even durushri properly, my Allah. We can't make dhikr even properly, my Allah. Ya Allah, hame manga nahi aata. We don't know how to beg even, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We are living lives of ghaflat, my Allah. Of negligence, my Allah. Ya Allah, the khawf has gone out from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are busy enjoying the ni'mas of this dunya in such a manner that we have become, Ya Allah, engrossed, Ya Allah, so much with dunya, my Allah, that we have forgotten our akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Remove us from this ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us from this ghaflat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like little babies, my Allah, who need support all the time, my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide us, my Allah. Put us on sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Make us be on haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Make us become the means of haqq and hidayat, my Allah. Don't make us be gumrah and astray, my Allah. Don't make us be leaders who lead others astray, my Allah. Make us be on the path of haqq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us guide the people towards you, my Allah. Towards your love, my Allah. Towards Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Give us ilm nafi', Ya Allah. Give us beneficial knowledge, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilo mariz hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wa hats sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us sick, my Allah. Zahiri batini bimari, Ya Allah. Bimari, whatever we've got, give us complete shifa, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat to strive in your path, to do good works, my Allah. Ya Allah, da'wat al-tabliqi mahnut qabool farma. Ya Allah, tonight will be the decision, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mashura is taking place. Where will be the keys in ijtima'? Ya Allah, you make the right decision take place, my Allah. The ijtima'ah is going to take place in Johannesburg, my Allah, in Lens. Ya Allah, make it be kamiyab, Ya Allah. Make it be maqbool, Ya Allah. Make many jama'ah strive in your path. Ya Allah, help us also to strive in your path, my Allah. May madaris, ya makatib, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, different hifz classes, Ya Allah, and madrasas, whatever good work they're doing, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the khankas, Ya Allah, tazkiyah work is taking place. Accept the work of the mashayikh, my Allah. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, my Allah. Grant every person ikhlas and maqbooliyat. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa بارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.